In this bulletin, progress during a third round of talks between Russia and Ukraine. Queensland's death toll rises to 13 as devastating floods continue. And in sport, NBA star Ben Simmons makes a return. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Both Russia and Ukraine say they've made a little progress during a third round of talks in Belarus, with the head of the Russian delegation, Vladimir Medinsky, saying he expects that humanitarian corridors in Ukraine will finally start functioning on Tuesday.
We spent a long time discussing the issue of humanitarian corridors we discussed last meeting, which completely failed due to the Ukrainian armed forces refusing to follow orders of their command and administration. We have put the question point blank. We don't understand how to explain that, but we hope that these corridors will start working from tomorrow. The Ukrainian side has given us their assurance.
Medinsky added that no progress had been made on a political settlement, but voiced hope that the next round could be more productive. Efforts to set up safe passage for civilians over the weekend fell apart amid continued shelling, which Ukraine's foreign ministry says is preventing the evacuation of its civilians. Meanwhile, the United States is yet to make a decision on whether it will ban Russian oil. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that discussions were still happening internally about Russian oil as officials debate on how to punish Russia for its invasion of Ukraine.
No decision has been made at this point by the president about a ban on importing oil from Russia. And those discussions are ongoing internally and also with our counterparts and partners in Europe and around the world.
The bodies of a man and a woman have been found in Sydney's west, near where a vehicle was abandoned in rising floodwaters on Monday afternoon. The ABC reports they were found near a car belonging to a mother and son who went missing yesterday. Dean Naramore from the Bureau of Meteorology is warning of more intense flooding over the next 48 hours, with an east coast low expected to cause significant rainfall over Greater Sydney and its surrounds.
Severe weather warning is current for heavy rainfall and damaging winds extending from the Hunter Coast all the way down to the Victorian border, including the Sydney metropolitan area, the Illawarra and the south coast, and extending inland to the ranges as well.
Up to 80,000 people across New South Wales are now subject to evacuation orders as the flood crisis continues to wreak havoc across the state's east coast. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a military figure is being appointed to assist in the state's flood recovery. The death toll from the southeast Queensland flood disaster has risen to 13 after the body of a man believed to be in his 30s was found in a car in floodwaters in the Condamine River on Monday afternoon. A man is still missing in the Brisbane River after being seen heading into the waterway in the city's west. Ms. Palaszczuk says it will take a lot to rebuild.
Today I'm very pleased to announce that Major General Jake Elwood will be Queensland's flood recovery coordinator. Now, Jake is no stranger to Queensland, having served at some of the highest ranks in Queensland and federally. And he had no hesitation when we asked him to do this job.
Shane Warne's body is being prepared for a repatriation flight from Thailand to Australia after Thai authorities confirmed his death was not suspicious. Autopsy results showed the 52-year-old had died from a suspected heart attack, confirming the death was due to natural causes with no signs of foul play. Following his death on the Thai resort island of Koh Samui, Warne's body was taken by ferry to the Suratani mainland on Sunday before being transported to the country's capital, Bangkok. His body is expected to leave Thailand today. In sport, Aussie NBA star Ben Simmons will return to the site where he toiled for 275 career games, but this time he'll be a spectator on the opposing bench. Simmons will travel with his new team, the Brooklyn Nets, but won't play on Thursday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. It will be the star's first appearance at Wells Fargo Center since June 2021, when he and his then Sixers teammates lost in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference semifinals to the Atlanta Hawks. Simmons has yet to make his debut with the Nets, who are reportedly looking to March the 15th at Orlando as his potential return to the court. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne, morning shower or two, 22. Hobart, cloudy, 17. Canberra, showers, 21. Wollongong, rain, possible storm, heavy falls and windy, 22 degrees. Sydney, rain, heavy falls and windy, 24. Newcastle, rain, possible storm, 27. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 36. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.